DXL.com. Built to fit. Built XL. DXL.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana. Your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is a Fox News alert. The meeting leads to an agreement. I'm Dave Anthony.
Adversaries can indeed become friends.
President Trump, after meeting with the North Korean leader he once called Little Rocket Man.
The world will see a major change.
Kim Jong-un and the president signed a joint statement, then both left Singapore. Fox's John Decker still there, joins us live.
After holding an historic summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, President Trump said that the U.S. will end what he called the very provocative war games on the Korean Peninsula and announced that America is prepared to start a new history with Pyongyang.
You have a different president. You have a different Secretary of State. You have people that are, you know, it's very important to them, and we get it done.
And Kim, for his part, reaffirmed his commitment to complete denuclearization in a joint statement both leaders signed.
This is complete denuclearization of North Korea, and it will be verified.
However, the agreement did not include a verification process to make certain that Kim is following through with his promises. Dave?
And John, the president also said human rights abuses were discussed, saying this wouldn't have happened without Otto Warmbier, the U.S. hostage who died last year, days after North Korea set him free.
Otto is someone who did not die in vain. I told this to his parents.
Now, the president says the sanctions on North Korea will remain in place for now, but China is suggesting it's time to discuss lifting them, while Iran is warning North Korea that President Trump could nullify any deal they sign, like he did a month ago, pulling the U.S. out of Iran's international nuclear agreement. A standoff's over in Orlando, Florida, involving a man who shot and wounded a police officer, then held four kids hostage, two of his own, two were his girlfriend's children.
The children died from apparent gunshot wounds, and it appears the suspect took his life as well.
Orlando Police Chief John Mina, Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Again, our top Fox News story, President Trump meets Kim Jong-un to start the process of getting North Korea to give up nuclear weapons. And the president tells Fox's Sean Hannity.
They've blown up one of their sites, one of their testing sites, their primary testing site. In fact, some people say their only testing site. They're getting rid of a missile, which isn't in the document that was done afterwards. They're getting rid of a missile testing site. They're doing so much now. So it's a process, and it's really moving rapidly.
Now, the full interview will be tonight at 9 Eastern on the Fox News Channel. It's primary day in five more states.
America's election headquarters.
A half dozen Virginia Democrats are on the ballot for a chance to take on Republican Representative Barbara Comstock in the 10th District, which went for Hillary Clinton in 2016. One of them, Army veteran Dan Helmer, made headlines when he ran an ad comparing President Trump to Osama bin Laden.
After 9/11, the greatest threat to our democracy lived in a cave. Today, he lives in the White House.
In Maine, voters will use a new controversial system that allows people to rank candidates instead of settling on just one. Elections are also being held in Nevada, South Carolina, and North Dakota. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
The U.S. is putting in place a tougher policy at the border, no longer allowing immigrants seeking asylum from race, religious, or political persecution. Attorney General Sessions says many of those claims are false, though migrants activists say the change will harm women and children trying to escape to America. And the U.S. is also going after immigrants who cheated their way to citizenship.
U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Director L. Francis Sisna telling the AP his agency is hiring several lawyers and immigration officers to look get cases of immigrants who were ordered deported but are suspected of using fake identities to later get green cards and naturalize. The new push coming after the government found a trove of immigrants' fingerprint records were not entered into a federal database.
That's Paul Stevens. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, ESPN 93.5. It is what day? Tuesday. I'm not sure.
On the 12th.
Day we're on these days. Our news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Authorities say a Champaign man had cocaine he intended to sell. 25-year-old Curtis Harris was expected to be formally charged this week. He was caught in the 500 block of Lynn Street after searches of his home turned up 10 grams of cocaine, digital scales, and packaging materials used in the sale of the drug. A new location for the Burnham Mansion. WCIA says the buyer told the Champaign School Board he plans to move the mansion a block from Church and Lynn to Church and Elm. The National Weather Service says two brief tornadoes hit Champaign on Sunday afternoon. The News Gazette says both tornadoes were rated EF0, which means they had wind speeds of 65 to 85 miles an hour. The line of storms was responsible for widespread wind damage. The first tornado went about a tenth of a mile and a width of 30 yards. The other traveled about a tenth of a mile with a width of 20 yards. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
We're your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Hi, this is Justin Gensler. What makes us your 217 team? Well, you get two experienced mortgage specialists, myself and David Nelson. We have one convenient location in downtown Champaign at 217 South Neal, and we're available for you 7 days a week. Call 217-530-4350 or visit IllinoisNationalBank.com. When you plan to buy your next home, go with the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 477. David's NMLS is 1718338. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent, two locations, Village at the Crossing Champaign, Cunningham and Havana 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Well, more rain overnight.
I know it, and I tried the country route between Tolono and Urbana, and there were at least three spots of flooded areas, so usually try not to risk it, even though I did, and it was fine.
Yeah.
60% chance of rain today, high 85, low 70, 83 the high tomorrow with partly cloudy conditions, down to around 60, chance of rain at 10%. Thursday, partly cloudy with a high 84, low 65. We're currently at 68 on ESPN 93.5.
You know, I had a hand issue, remember?
Yes.
I was pulling up carpet, and I messed up the tendon
yes.
right in the middle of my hand.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was NG, no good. Well, anyway, I found relief. Anybody have carpal tunnel, a problem with that? Anyway, I'm going to give you some relief. If you struggle like 65% of humans do with carpal tunnel or something wrong with your wrist or anyway, elbow in, and I was whining for quite a while around here. And anyway, I found relief. So if you've got an elbow on in, stand by in the next 15 minutes, and I might be able to help. Okay, if you're not happy or at least semi-optimistic about what happened overnight, you're never going to be happy with this president. This is exciting stuff.
Otto Warmbier is a very special person, and he will be for a long time in my life. His parents are good friends of mine. I think without Otto, this would not have happened.
All right, talking about the immense criticism North Korea received for the treatment of Otto Warmbier, got these summit details in the books. It happened, and it went very well.
We dream of a future where all Koreans can live together in harmony, where families are reunited and hopes are reborn, and where the light of peace chases away the darkness of war.
This is historic. Our buddy, Professor Alan Sachs, how are you, sir?
Good morning. First of all, congratulations on your daughter.
Thank you, Dr. Sachs. We're all very excited about Grace's Miss Illinois title and off to Miss America. I hope you'll be watching September 9th on ABC.
I was in your high school.
Hey, listen, if you can't be at least semi-optimistic about what happened here between Chairman Kim Jong-un and the President of the United States, you're just never going to be happy with Donald Trump. This is positive information, Alan.
It really is. I think you put it very, very well. It's going to be a multi-year project. There's going to be sanctions still in place, many inspections to come. We want them to return the remains of American soldiers out of the Korean War, 1950 to 1953, and they have to comply with that. So President Trump is not shrinking away from this. He understands what happened to Otto Warmbier, a University of Virginia college student who was returned nearly dead some months ago to the United States. And President Trump threatened North Korea to literally turn them into ashes if they started a nuclear war. They were shooting rockets over Japan, threatening Guam. President Trump replied very strongly. And I think the Otto Warmbier episode really cemented it in a very personal way. So this is just the beginning, but I think it's a very, very good beginning. I'll be interested to see how the world economic markets respond. If this had completely fallen apart, I think the world economic markets would have been in bad shape. But I think they'll hold steady today and maybe increase a little bit.
I mean, I understand the peril for Democrats if this happens to go well. And then if the economy continues as it is, midterms are not going to be a blue wave. So I get it, but you want to be happy when good things happen to the world and for your country. And there's just no negatives, as I saw it last night, with a positive meeting. We're talking instead of bombing. This is good.
You're absolutely correct. There was one commentator on another network who said it was a shame to see, my words, a shame to see the United States flag with the North Korean flag. Well, you make deals with enemies, but you keep your powder dry.
Yeah.
And that is exactly, I think, what President Trump is doing. He's no shrinking violet. In fact, he was criticized some months ago for being too bellicose to the North Koreans. Now he's being accused of trying to make a deal with them. So you can't win if you're President Trump. But this is a great day, I think, for President Trump and for the country and for peace. We were very close to a nuclear war some months ago. And the United States, this is not Neville Chamberlain going to visit Hitler before the Second World War.
Okay, you're a genius. You're so good political. You know stuff. Political science professor, University of Texas Arlington, Alan Sachs. I'm going to float something I've never heard anybody else say, and it's maybe Tom Clancy stuff. But what if Kim Jong-un doesn't want the family business? What if AJ's plumbing, AJ Jr., doesn't want to keep it going? Maybe he never wanted this. Maybe he just got plugged into the system. I've never heard him say stuff. I've heard him stand for photo ops. But maybe he wants out. Maybe he requested this one-on-one with Donald Trump. Maybe he said, listen, they're going to kill me if I do anything different than what they've done. I don't want the family business. I want to do something else. Is that too crazy?
No, it's an interesting point. I've oftentimes believed that the history of the world is made off of political personalities. There are eccentricities, there are idiosyncrasies.
I know what you're saying. I know idiosyncrasies, yeah.
Very academic, but it's made this way. So these handshakes, getting to know somebody, their personal likes and dislikes can shape American history and world history. So I think you're exactly correct. This could happen. But this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
But there was something that the dictator of North Korea said that gives me some hope. He said at the end, I'm quoting after the translation, today we've left the past behind and are signing a historic agreement. The world will see a major change. I express my gratitude to President Trump for making it happen. That's a pretty good statement coming from Kim Jong-un. the North Korean dictator, if he means it. And I think Donald Trump is going to make sure that he means it.
I think cautiously optimistic, that's how you step forward. But I'm excited if we can take away this kind of threat in the Pacific Rim. It's a great news this morning for the world, I think. Alan, you're the best. We always appreciate you. I'll call you this next Monday. Thanks, sir, always for your time.
Thank you, sir. It's greatly appreciated.
Thank you. That's Dr. Alan Sachs. He's a professor of political science, University of Texas at Arlington.
We just had a call in from Mark saying when Obama met with Castro and trying to kind of make comparisons here.
There's no comparison.
Okay.
Castro doesn't have a nuclear weapon.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, you got North Korea that it threatens to blow up Los Angeles. That's a threat. So you've got to say, listen, they've been a problem. They're a hermit country that for 65 years have been at war. South Korea and North Korea are still at war, technically. What if that ends? I mean, they walked across the line from North and South Korea, President of South Korea and Kim Jong-un. Listen, I don't trust it yet, but I'm excited for the hope that we're talking instead of bombing. Isn't that good? But the detractors of Donald Trump will continue to be the detractors of Donald Trump. Listen, it's positive news, period. If you can't see it, you're never going to like whatever he does. I get it, but this is good news this morning. All right, I told you about that whole hand thing that I had going on, and it was really goofed up because I was doing things, muscle things from memory. You never want to do that because you get injured. If you have a problem from your elbow in, I've got exciting news. Stand by, my friends. Elbow in, 65% have a problem with the carpal tunnel stuff. I've got relief for you. I've got a genius in my studio. Stand
by.
Let's check your sports headlines, Diane Ducey.
All right. St. Louis Cardinals win 5-2 over the San Diego Padres. Now they're 2.5 back of the Cubs, who won in 11 innings.
That means the Cubbies are in first place this morning.
That's right. Yeah. Half game in front of Milwaukee. So this is getting interesting. In fact, with us being your home for the St. Louis Cardinals, we'll have your game tonight. And we've got your Redbird recap right now.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
John Rooney, the Cardinals used the long ball last night. They scored all five of their runs on home runs.
Much like they did in the two wins in Cincinnati. And we were wondering when Marcell Ozuna was acquired from Miami who the other big bat in the lineup was going to be. He had Stanton around him down there. But it turns out Jose Martinez is that other big bat, and he has hit home runs in four of his last five games. Ozuna hit a two-run homer. Martinez a two-run homer. Solo home run for Jerko. That's his ninth career home run against his old team. And the Cardinals beat San Diego 5-2.
As Flaherty picked up the victory, he earned it because he went six innings plus, and he allowed just one run on three hits. As he struck out six, he walked one. It'll be Miles of Michaelis looking for his eighth win of the year today. We're on the air at 6:20.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett. And what you're hearing in the background are the sounds of Gemütlichkeit. It's a feeling of friendship, warmth, and good cheer. It's also the feeling you get when you visit Wisconsin. And you'll feel it all around our state, from festivals to sporting events. It's tricky to say, but easy to feel. That's Gemütlichkeit. And that is Wisconsin. Go to TravelWisconsin.com and let the fun begin.
What an 11-inning rally. Wow, Miller Park was abuzz in Milwaukee late.
Well,
and they had five hits.
It was the future Cardinal, Anthony Rizzo.
Okay.
He kind of did this.
Anthony Rizzo can launch one.
He does, deep to right. If it's fair, it's long gone. And the Cubs lead by a score of 3-2.
Wow.
Anthony Rizzo with a booming home run.
Future Cardinal Anthony Rizzo.
Stevie,
come on.
Stop that. 7-2 was the final over the Brewers yesterday. Cleveland over the White Sox 4-0. They've got a game tonight.
Okay.
What's trending in our area is the Ubben practice facility and the upgrade that it will get. $30 million worth for the men and women in their basketball practice facility. That's something that Josh Whitman talked about yesterday. And, of course, Jeremy and Lonte and Michael Carpenter Carpenter combing over the details yesterday. Also news for the women's Big Ten ACC Challenge. Illinois and Clemson will go at it in November.
Okie doke, let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Scattered shower chance at 60%. It's kind of wet and humid right now. We've got a high 85 expected today and 70 our low tonight. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high 83, low 60. Chance of showers only at 10%. And then looking pretty good for Thursday and Friday with some sunshine up into the mid-80s, down into the mid-60s. Right now, 68 on ESPN 93.5.
And our weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copy or printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years. WattsCopy.com. If you got a problem with your elbow in down to your hand, I had a problem. I hurt my thingamaflugi. And this woman in my studio fixed it. Details coming up. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign. Partnerships built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
From the Fox Business Network, futures are slightly lower following the U.S. agreement with North Korea. The federal judge reveals his decision on the AT&T-Time Warner merger today. The combination of the two companies would create a business with movie studios, television channels, satellites, cell phone networks, and fiber optic cables. The government sued the companies over the deal, saying it would result in a vertical monopoly that would be able to freely raise prices. Land's End is reporting a better quarter, though sales declined and the clothing chain was hurt by its shops located in Sears stores. Its loss was smaller than a year ago. Twitter stock is one to follow today after J.P. Morgan predicted Twitter shares will rise to $50. It closed under $42 a share on Monday. The Dow was up 5 on Monday. NASDAQ gained 14. The S&P added almost 3. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
During warm weather, you need your AC to keep you cool. See your local CarX man right now for an air conditioning performance check starting at $29.99. At CarX Tire and Auto, we can handle everything your car needs from maintenance to repair and can get your air conditioning running perfectly just in time for summer. So don't sweat it. See your CarX man for his $29.99 air conditioning performance check. Visit one of our 12 CarX locations in Central Illinois, including Champaign and Danville.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
The Ice House of Champaign on Prospect Avenue under new management by Smoked and Fired Food Trucks. Open daily from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. 7 days per week with cold drinks and great food from the Smoked and Fired Food Trucks. And don't miss their grand opening with live music from Mink and Sass Friday, June 15th, starting at 4 p.m.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, introducing Dr. Sean Love. How are you?
I am terrific. How are you?
So I found you because Colleen went to something and came back and said, this woman is opened up her new thing. She's carpal tunnel. I said, well, I don't know if you know what that is, but it's something with elbow in and you type in your computer and all these things. What is carpal tunnel?
Carpal tunnel is actually a nerve compression disorder, and it occurs at the wrist. So our nerves start in the neck. They come down our arm, and they travel all the way down to the tips of our fingers. At the wrist, they travel in a tunnel called the carpal tunnel.
I get it.
And there can be pressure and buildup, and that causes injury to the nerve, and the nerve stops working.
And if you don't do something, it could stop, right?
Yes.
You can't let this kind of injury go. So what did I pulled up carpeting and pretended I was 20, and that wasn't good. So I hurt my thingamaflugi.
You actually had a trigger finger.
Trigger finger, that's what
yes.
It was.
And that's another tunnel problem. So that's a tendon that runs in a tunnel. So our fingers have cables that move the fingers like pulleys.
The little picture you showed me.
Exactly.
Yeah, I need pictures.
And when you were pulling that up, you injured and strained that.
Yes.
And that caused inflammation.
Yeah.
So that your tendon was too big to fit through the tunnel.
You fixed it in 5 minutes.
Yes.
You said the shot I got was a 50-50 possibility, correct? But thank God I got the 50% that worked.
Well, hallelujah.
Because it was clicking. It was, and that would have continued to click for the rest of my life.
Yes, and it can get worse, and the finger can actually get stuck and not fold out.
And so you did your own thing. You were at Christie. Why did you open your own mom-and-pop shop for a doctor? You're a doctor.
Yes, and that's precisely why I opened my own place, which is because I'm not happy with the direction that medicine is going in.
Okay.
Right now, medicine is centered around the insurance companies, the groups, the hospitals, and I wanted to be part of the revolution that's bringing it back to being centered around the patient.
Wow, I love that. All right, so people could find you. You're near the Hawthorne, are you not?
I am. I'm across the street. We are across the parking lot behind Jarling's Custard Cup.
Yep.
Everybody knows where that is. Champagne.
Yeah. All right. Okay. And so people can come and get an evaluation, and it's like $100, just $100 to have a doctor look me over and maybe even tell me what's wrong.
Precisely. That's for the whole consultation. So
$100. These days, you can't have anybody come to your house for $100, and a doctor can look at my problem.
Yes.
Maybe even fix it like you did in 5 minutes, which is life-changing. You're seeing with carpal tunnel, it's 6 out of 10 have an issue and live with this when they don't have to.
Correct.
Okay, so let's fix this. So if they come and find you, and again, I want to make it very easy for them. Is there a phone number? Is there a website we can direct them? Facebook? Where should they go?
Yes. A great place to start is on the website. So we're at thecarpaltunnelcenter.com.
Okay.
There we've got all of the information about different conditions we treat. You can watch videos and take a little quiz.
The surgery's in the office, right?
I mean, yes, the surgery is in the office.
And this is amazingly affordable for what you're doing, the specialty you have. And if this audience that I have, we have 65% that have an ache or a pain in the elbow, and you have incredibly inspiring stories of people that their life was kind of really disrupted because of the pain and the uncomfortable sleeping patterns and the thing.
Yes.
They're wiggling hands at night trying to get the feeling back. You might be able to help them.
Absolutely. They're losing time and days off of work, so they're losing money. And we can treat them in the office. Surgery is under local anesthesia.
Yeah.
So you don't need IVs. There is no preoperative clearance.
Yeah.
And you can have it same day. And we also do bilateral.
I don't know why, but for some reason when I sleep, I have my wrists folded down and I'm like a little baby in a little tiny ball.
How would you know you're asleep?
Well, and I've seen pictures and stuff like that.
Right.
But sometimes I wake up with sore wrists. Is that terrible that I'm in that pose? If I recognize it, should I change it?
You should change it.
Okay.
Because that is cutting off the circulation, and that is putting undue pressure on your carpal tunnel.
Okay.
And putting your nerve at risk. It's one of the number one causes for patients who sleep like that at night have increased risk for getting carpal tunnel.
Okay.
Dr. Sean Love, the Carpal Tunnel Center in Champaign. I hope this is okay. I'm going to pay for one for somebody.
There's a lot of people with issues below the elbow.
If you text in, the first texter, and please don't rush too fast. You're driving.
Right. So.
359-2255 is the text. Stevie J takes care of somebody. $300 look.
What are we texting in?
Love, because her name is Love.
Okay.
It's all about love.
Exactly.
It truly is. Love, L-O-V-E. Dr. Sean Love, Carpal Tunnel Center. Listen, firsthand knowledge here, wonderful. She's really good. Because if you have something going on elbow in, it's not good. And you know somebody who has this issue, and they just deal with it. They're taking medication. I mean, you just need to. And again, you let it go, it isn't any good.
Yes, you can get permanent hand dysfunction.
You can't have. You don't want that. I mean, life's too long, and particularly when it's fixable.
Yes. Your hands are intimate to our lives for everything that we do.
All right, I'm taking care of a free $100 deal. If you want to text me, love, just text love. Anybody? Yeah, okay. 65%, big audience. Dr. Sean Love will swoop in like an Avenger and fix it. Be the Hulk and all these other superheroes. She's a superhero. Because once you fix somebody, like it's like old home week when I see you, just hug you. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for fixing my hand. Because I woke up and I was clicking a trigger finger thing.
That I had been miserable for a while.
It was not good, but you have stories like that. So anyway, 359-2255. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Fixing my hand.
You're very welcome.
And she's a tremendous person. Gotten to know her a little bit, and you can trust her. She's very, very talented. You got Paul?
Yeah, he said he can go over his symptoms real quick.
Okay, real quick, Paul. Dr. Sean Love with Paul. What do you got, my friend?
My hands do a lot of tingling. I did a lot of jackhammering on the road, and my hands do a lot of tingling a lot, especially like overnight. Whenever I wake up in the morning, they'll be tingling.
That is very suspicious, Paul. Vibratory tools, a significant cause for increasing pressure and causing damage to that nerve. You don't want to let that sit.
Could be fixable?
Could be fixable. I'd love to examine you, talk to you more, and see if indeed we can get you on the road to recovery.
Paul, okay. I'll pay for your trip in if you want, if that's okay.
Hang on the line, Paul.
I'll cover the 100 if you'll do it.
All right, I'll do it.
All right, anyway, yeah.
All right, hey kid, you want free ice cream?
No, that's great. Happy to do that. Okay, well, come back. You love helping, don't you?
Absolutely, it's my life's work. Yeah. I have been Dr. Love since I was 9 years old.
Okay, there's your relief. Carpal Tunnel Center in Champaign. Dr. Sean Love, if she can help. And Paul's pretty fired up. Yeah, jackhammer? Ow.
Yes. Give us a call.
It hurt the whole darn body, wouldn't it?
We get patients in quick. We've got appointments throughout the rest of the week.
Okay. All right. Phone number?
217-923-9670.
One more time.
217-923.
No, hold on. Oh. Parrish, what's the number? 217. She's the doctor. She has no clue what her phone number is. 217.
That's what the cell phone is for.
239-9670. 239-9670. 239-9670. Okay. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for fixing my hand.
My pleasure.
Yeah. ESPN 93.5. Yesterday, we interviewed Grace, my daughter, about Miss Illinois.
Uh-huh.
And I want to play it again.
Sounds good.
I got a little emotional. Oh, I can't stand that when a little emotional.
Okay.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's on his way back to Washington now after his meeting with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore. Kim says they've decided to leave the past behind and the world will see a major change. They signed a document pledging to work toward peace, with Kim agreeing to give up his nuclear program.
The president says for now, the U.S. will keep the pressure on North Korea.
The sanctions will remain in effect.
President Trump did say the U.S. will stop war games on the Korean Peninsula,
which will save us a tremendous amount of money, unless and until we see that the future negotiation is not going along like it should.
The document the two leaders signed does not include a provision on verification.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. The president says there will be discussions on both sides about how to verify the North Korean nuclear program's ending. Kim also committed to recovering and returning Korean war remains. This is a Fox News alert.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The National Weather Service says two brief tornadoes hit Champaign on Sunday afternoon. The News Gazette says both tornadoes were rated EF0, which means they had wind speeds of 65 to 85 miles an hour. The line of storms was responsible for widespread wind damage. The first tornado went about a tenth of a mile and a width of 30 yards. The other traveled about a tenth of a mile with a width of 20 yards. The University of Illinois has unveiled plans for an upgrade at the Ubben Practice Facility. It'll undergo a $30 million upgrade as long as the Board of Trustees signs off and the money can be raised. The Pantograph says the renovations will take about 3 years to complete. Men's and women's basketball programs will benefit from the work. Athletics Director Josh Whitman plans to raise all of the money as part of the Division of Athletics $300 million fundraising campaign, which is ongoing. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Come celebrate the longest day of the year with the Champaign Center Partnership at the 13 Thursdays Campus Town Pub Tour. Enjoy four drinks, three pubs, and one slow ride pedal tour through Campus Town on Thursday, June 21st from 6 to 8 p.m. featuring drinks at Legends, Murphy's, and Firehouse, and games by Brainstorm Escapes. When you live the Champaign life. Tickets are $20 a person. Must be 21 and older to participate. Register at champagnecenter.com.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Create lasting memories with a vacation or family reunion t-shirt with Weisskamp in downtown Champaign. Are you planning a one-color t-shirt design because you want to save money? Take advantage of Weisskamp's special and add a second color to one location at no extra charge. Or if you're planning for a one-location design, add a one-color second location at no extra charge. Minimum of 5 shirts required. Limited to screen printing only. Offer valid for any type of garment style or brand. Weisskamp Screen Printing. Find them online at weisskamp.com. That's WEISKAMP.com.
Yes, the event coming up. Dr. Todd Likens will be up here in the next 15, 20 minutes. Tuesday, right? Yeah. Dr. Todd Likens, you have any questions? You can text in 359-2255. Any pet questions here in the next 20 minutes. Ben Quattrone, Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. This is a terrific dealership. Top 10% dealership in the nation. Honda President's Award winner. If you've never driven a Honda or BMW, I invite you in. The Beamer showroom, you can eat off the floor. It's that darn clean. And I inspect it probably weekly. Yeah, hanging out there all the time. Good people. DriveChampagne.com, and they'll get you in the vehicle. They're going to take care of you. This isn't a one and done. They want to work with you for many, many years. And they're terrific. They're just really, really good. They wouldn't win an award like that if they weren't. DriveChampagne.com, it's Honda BMW. Say hey to Ben for me, good friend. And running a wonderful dealership. DriveChampagne.com off of Neil at Burwash in Savoy. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Scattered shower chance at 60%. Today's high 85, down to 70. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high 83, low 60. 84 on Thursday with partly cloudy conditions and up to 89 on Friday with some sunshine as we wrap up the week. Right now we're at 69. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, okay. Dr. Love, pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
She knows her stuff.
And she seems like she can help Paul Wilson, who works with the vibrating tools. I can totally understand
why
they're...
Jackhammer?
Right, I mean...
Didn't that shake your whole body? Am I right?
Yeah.
That's a hard-working thing I won't be interested in, thank you.
And speaking of hard-working, man, value check June 22nd. Yeah. I've got it down. I don't know. Someone in my family is going to pass by between 7 and 9.
Because I'll be broadcasting a week from Friday, June 22nd, value check. This is a grocery store on Glen Park Drive. That's 1914 Glen Park Drive. County Market used to be in that building.
Right.
Now it's a value check.
Mm-hmm.
And it's comparable to Ruler and Aldi as far as what you're going to... They say it's called cost plus food. So cost and they add 10% and then you pay tax. So you'll get milk and, you know, 94 cents every day there. Maybe you add 10%, so it's like $1.02. Always 99 cent eggs or $1.05, whatever they add on. But it's really good pricing. I like the 8-foot aisles, carpeting. It's quiet. Very nice looking store. So I'll be doing the show from 7 to 9. And Diane, I've got a deal for you. 10-cent gallon of milk, 10-cent dozen eggs.
Limit 5, please.
Yeah, I'll get you 5 gallons of milk, 5 dozen eggs for $1.
Nice.
Sugar Busters, you only play a nickel.
Okay, then.
You walk by me, I'll give you two quarters, and I mean it. You can rub them together. Oh, yeah. Sugar Busters will get half off that.
Sounds good.
And I will bring a roll of quarters.
Okay.
All right. So, Grace, my daughter, Miss Illinois, my phone has never done what it's done in the last few days. It's been unbelievable from multiple states. People are finding out. I heard from Las Vegas, West Virginia, across the country, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
People have heard that my daughter will be Miss America. And Diane and I caught up with Grace yesterday morning. And in case you missed it, here's how it sounded. The very first time you're Miss Illinois 2018 is my daughter Gracie, Grace Kachaturian. How are you? My gosh. Grace.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
You're everywhere. Front page of the News Gazette, front page of the Belleville Democrat. All the stations are talking about you. Everybody wants to talk to you. What happened Saturday night?
I know. That's how I feel. What happened?
I said, you know, one minute you're standing on stage, the next minute you're getting in a very large limousine with police escort.
I know. It was instant. Just what is going on? That's for me. Like, everywhere I'm looking and people I'm talking to, it's just like, it's just me. But, wow, it's been a whirlwind, a complete whirlwind, but a dream. And I hope no one pinches me because it is literally a dream. And I'm so honored. So humbled and so excited.
Yeah, and Erica Herold got to announce it. And
oh, my gosh.
We've been friends with the Herolds for a long time since Erica won Miss Illinois and then Miss America.
And to think, you know, you interviewed Abby Foster like this last year.
Grace was setting that interview up. And you had to go through her people to have her on.
Right.
And now we had to go through your people to have you on.
It's my people.
Now, so tell me what you want to do with this title and what's ahead over the next few months.
Mm-hmm. So a huge discussion that took place yesterday was what we want this year to look like. And my priority for this year is helping people recognize the voice that they have to make a difference, because I think we have devalued that. And no matter your age, no matter who you are, I think we have constantly kind of had a condescending voice upon ourselves of believing that we don't really actually have the power to make a difference, but every single one of us has a skill, a talent, something they enjoy doing, a hobby, whatever it is, and they can use that to not only empower themselves to make a difference, but empower the people around them. So that's my message throughout the year, is to recognize the power people have within themselves. And so I hope to do that, as well as right now, my focus right now is preparing for Miss America, which is crazy, in Atlantic City this September.
Wow. And I guess that's just getting everything exactly how you want it, to understand what's coming, what's ahead.
That's a huge aspect of it, understanding what's coming.
I was very inspired by the work you put in and how hard you worked. Why tell people about the girl on the dock and your why.
Mm-hmm. So last summer, I had the opportunity to serve at a Young Life camp in British Columbia, Canada, on a tiny little dock as a sailing and kayak instructor. And every week we had a new group of campers come in. They were high schoolers. And one week I had this freshman girl coming to the dock every single day at the same time. And she'd sit there for hours, and she was sitting in the corner of the dock all by herself. And usually people came in groups, and she would sit by herself. And so I decided I just would go get to know her, see what was going on, get to know her story, why she was sitting alone. And that turned out to be one of the biggest, most defining moments of my entire life that entire week. Because when I would have those conversations with her sitting on the corner of the dock, she would tell me how little she believed in herself and how she felt like she didn't contribute to this world. And I don't think she's alone in the way that she sees herself. I think that's a huge common thought process that is just not spoken about. And so my why is this young lady, that I could go and sit next to every person that sits on the corner and doesn't believe that they have a voice, and to remind them of the voice they have and how powerful they really are and how special and valued they are. And that is my why. So I hope, I'm excited to see what that looks like this year. I don't know if I'll be able to, well, I hope to be able to go and sit next to every person sitting in the corner, whether or not that looks like speaking to large audiences or one person at a time. I'm willing to do what it takes to empower each person's voice.
Tears in my eyes again.
Yeah.
Man. I mean,
Grace, let's talk about your faith-based foundation. Are you able to be a mouthpiece for Christians, or do you have to kind of tamper that down in order to be more politically correct, so to speak?
Right. Well, I would say a lot of who I am is on the basis of my faith, but I have always said speak the truth in love, so whether or not the words in my mouth are speaking of Scripture and speaking of who Jesus is, that I think is almost not the point. I think if I can display that with the way that I love people and listen and can go to each person sitting in the corner and can speak to large groups of people, whether or not I'm speaking about that, the way that I live and the way that I speak and the way that I treat people, I hope that to be evident just by the way that I live, whether or not I'm speaking about it directly. But I'll always make sure that the setting is appropriate, but when it is appropriate, I will utilize the opportunity. But when not, I'll make sure that I'm just loving people exactly as they are, where they are, just because of who being believing in Jesus makes me to be.
Yeah.
The perfect answer. Now I've got tears and I've got goosebumps.
There we go. Just all crying here. Because you are about love, and I think there's so many of the young ladies that mentioned to me on Sunday after the crowning about you leading them in prayer before the finals, and I don't know what you prayed for, but I presume it was peace and just calm and just to perform your best, everybody.
Right.
And you know what? You do love people, and you have loved people, and that's kind of who you are, and the judges saw that.
Mm. Well, my focus throughout the week, I had a couple things that I wanted to really just hone in on, because it's easy to get overly consumed throughout a week like that. You become in this pageant bubble, and I wanted to make sure that I had an outward focus. And so my goal throughout the week from the beginning was to bring heaven closer with my number one priority, whatever that could look like, whether that just meant sitting with someone and just not even saying anything, but just sitting next to someone or praying over someone or just encouraging someone or saying, you know, you did so good or whatever that looks like. I think that doesn't have to just be in a pageant bubble or one week, but we can kind of live our life like that. And I hope to do that throughout this year.
Well, you're just an amazing young woman, Grace. And I got to tell you, last week I was very weepy. And I've never quite been like that. I really haven't. I'm not really weepy, but I was. And I think I thought that I knew you had a really good chance. And I was excited, but I knew I had to share you.
Mm.
And so I'm, you know, won't see as much. And that's, but I want people to know you. That's the whole thing, is that they need to know Grace Khachaturian. And I think that you're going to touch a lot of lives, and it's awesome. And it's time for you to do some of that. And I'm as a dad, I'm just so thankful and appreciative of you.
Thank you. It is an honor. It is a whirlwind, though. I haven't been home, and I don't know when I will get to go home. But I'm okay with that, too, because it's only a year. And this is the time that I get to use this little sparkly voice and go use it as a microphone to empower others. So I'm excited. I'm honored. But I know your perspective. I'm excited for the day that I'll get to come home, whenever that will be.
Well, we're excited about the whole thing. And Mama, of course, is, you know, worked so hard on your talent gown.
Oh, my gosh.
All those beads that you sewed on. And we're excited we get to keep it and do You Raised Me Up at Miss America, which I think people are going to just love it. It's just going to be.
Yes, I'm so excited about that. And it was such an honor receiving. So the Miss America organization just rewards young women for growing up and practicing endlessly, and I had the opportunity to win overall talent at Miss Illinois, because of that costume and because of Art in Motion Dance Studio and Trisha Chimble and the endless hours that were spent in the studio perfecting the details that ended in this huge piece. So it's a huge thanks to so many people that made that happen.
Well, off you go. Miss America coming up September 9th. It'll be here quicker than you. We all realize it.
I think
we have to get our delegation together and a send-off party. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a big, big send-off party for you. But the whole community, Gracie, is so excited for you. The whole state is so excited for you. And
yes.
And I'm excited for people to really get to know who you are, because mm-hmm. you're such an outstanding outstanding mm-hmm. daughter and young woman. So we're excited for it. And thank you for being
thank
on this show.
That's right.
And by the way, John Decker, live from Singapore, was very excited for you. So.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, he was in my interview.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
I told him that, and he said, well, that's a first. So,
well, all right. Maybe not
so long. Listen, I love you and proud of you. And
love
go
you.
Get him. We'll be in touch. But way to go. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Miss Illinois.
Love you. Bye-bye. Love you.
My daughter, Grace Cacciatore, Miss Illinois 2018, ESPN 93.5. She used to come in and help us do the show.
I know. So much for that now.
Well, actually we got the go-ahead to have her on whenever she's available.
Okay.
Which is great. Okay, we got to ask the vet coming up. If we can do a quick one here, a quick sports headlines. And Dr. Todd Likens, you have a pet question, dog or cat, 359-2255. Diane has headlines.
St. Louis Cardinals win over the San Diego Padres 5-2 yesterday. So 6:20 is when we'll start the pregame tonight for those two to go at it on ESPN 93.5. Miles Michaelis on the mound, 7:15 start. Cubs over the Brewers 7-2, quite an 11th inning rally that started with Anthony Rizzo's big hit, and then five hits after that. Miller Park was buzzing in Milwaukee with the North Wrigley, in air quotes there, action. Now the Cubs are a half game in front of Milwaukee, and we'll have a game starting at 7:10 tonight on US 105.9. Cleveland over the Chicago White Sox 4-0. They'll play each other tonight. A buzz yesterday here for our Illini fans. Up in practice facility for the basketball teams. We'll be getting an upgrade.
Yep. Got to talk with Dr. Jeremy Youse, Christie Clinic, Department of Dermatology. Better skin, better you, be radiant. It'll be after 8. If you got issues with your face and hands or skin, we all have that. That will be coming up. Okay. Also, John Decker, live from Singapore. And it was good. The summit was good, very positive. I'm cautiously optimistic. I don't believe it yet. But it was good. You don't like Donald Trump. It was a good thing. It was great for the world to have hope that we can denuclearize North Korea. I mean, there's just no other way to say it was great. Let's see what happens. It's going to take a while. And I raised this up with Dr. Sachs. What if Kim Jong-un doesn't want what his grandfather and father did?
Right.
AJ's plumbing, AJ Jr. doesn't want to do the plumbing business anymore.
Exactly.
Maybe he wants to actually have money and have an economy.
I mean, he's in his mid-30s.
He's 34 years old.
Right.
I mean, maybe, I just got that feeling. I said, maybe this guy didn't even want, and sometimes you're put in a position, I don't know, maybe he's an awful, ruthless dictator.
Right, we don't know.
We have no idea. A Tom Clancy theory I have that maybe he wants out. Anyway, it was a good thing last night, folks. I watched a lot of it. Here we go.
I might be wacky, but I want to play. I'm your best friend. You can get away.
Do you have any pet questions? You can call. You can text 359-2255. It's the same as calling or texting, same number. Our veterinarian, Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro. He's in Madison Kirby. Followed by the police station. Muhammad, how are you, my friend?
Doing good this morning. How are you guys?
Well, we're great. Thank you.
And my little puppy, Olive, I know she's due to come in today for a medicated bath. Such a strange skin issue.
Bath? What's going on?
And right above her muzzle, she's got these weird bumps.
Yeah, we're trying to make sure she doesn't have parasites, you know, because that's so common in young dogs. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to... some parasites are hard to find, but they're easy to treat. So we're going to treat today just to see if we can make those bumps go away.
Right.
Wow, that's common?
It's not rare, but it happens. But it's not. It's a low percentage, but it's enough so that we see it all the time.
I mean, we do have mushrooms in the yard that she's sniffed around. We are, of course, not letting her eat them, but would that cause something like that?
Unlikely. The areas where she's got that is around the face and the ears. Those are common things for where we see parasite type stuff. So that's why we go ahead and scrape and make sure we see if we can see them. But sometimes the little varmints are hiding pretty deep in the hair shafts, and they're hard to find.
Okay. Okay. So with this issue, there was a dog owner that came up and wanted to pet little Olive. She's only 12 weeks, so everybody loves to pet a puppy. But then they were like, whoa, I don't want my dog to get anything, so maybe I'll just back off or pet the hind end. So what's your reaction to that? Is she able to pass the creepy crawlies?
I mean, most, if it is a parasite, most of these parasites don't live off the dogs very well. So it's pretty, so therefore, petting a dog like that, you just wash your hands, you're fine. Okay. Be very rare that you would transfer something like that to your pet.
Okay.
So now things like ringworm and things like that can be a little different. So,
yeah.
That you can get that from your doggy and your kitty. A lot of times, if they're having problems with that, the doctors will have the owner bring the pet in just for a check for ringworm.
Hey, so how often should you have your pet groomed?
6 weeks is the cycle we use. I generally, what I do is once you get in our system, we'll mail you a card at 4 weeks, which gives you a couple weeks to think about it and just remind you it's coming up.
Texter.
Yep. Mary says, my dog has a large red spot that is not responding to the medication used for ringworm.
Well, has it been confirmed for ringworm? That's just it. So there's medicated shampoos, there's oral medication, there's lots of different ways you can attack ringworm. You got to make sure you got the right diagnosis, because I think what they told me in school was ringworm can look like anything, and anything can look like ringworm. So just because it's round does not mean it's ringworm.
Okay, they could bring the dog to see you, and you could determine that if they wanted.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, and so I need Charlie and Bella. By the way, Charlie hanging in there.
Doing good, huh?
Acting pretty normal.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yep, and I hear the click, click, click. That sounds to me like we need nails done and probably a good little bath. So Charlie and Bella probably need to get in Walter's schedule. He's booking 6 months out now, right?
Except for today. We got a very light schedule today.
Really?
I got something to do with the rain and everything.
Could you not say that on the radio? So other people, yeah,
got a medicated bath. Let's
bring them all today, man. We'll do them. I got bathers all over the place waiting to work.
Okay, good, because we have two rather fluffy ones today.
Yeah, we came in there yesterday with Olive, and there was a gal that came to the door. What's her name?
Probably Gabriella. She's wonderful.
Yeah, okay. Well, I've kind of messed up your schedule because people now know about you a lot, and so you're busy. And I used to go in and, you know, pet all the dogs. Now I got to stand in line for Pete's sake.
Yeah, I got to treat you like a normal person now, don't I?
No, where's my love, man?
Right.
Anyway, it's great.
Hey,
it's
congratulations
great.
To
Oh, thank you.
Guys,
yeah, yeah.
What a wonderful weekend.
It was really, really exciting, and we're very thankful. And as is Grace. Listen, Art, I'll try and see what the white dogs got on their schedule. They might already be booked today, but I'm not sure. I'll check. By the way, Lovey got to go to Miss Illinois and stay with us.
Oh, great.
We had her in there, and she was all the girls, because we were at the same hotel as the girls.
Okay.
And all the girls loved, and I said her name is Lovey because she loves everybody.
Uh-huh.
And she just loves everybody.
Well, and it seems like hotels are making changes.
No, more hotels are allowing more dogs. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had to pay $25 for the week.
Right.
And that wasn't bad. And she just curls up in the comforter, and she was fine. We didn't have to cage her. They were fine without her being in a cage.
She didn't
do anything bad. It was all good.
Mm-hmm.
It was just awesome. And she kind of liked that whole hotel life.
Exactly.
Kind of liked the eggs in the morning, free breakfast and stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, dogs do like room service.
How do people find you, Todd?
Hey, just give us a call. We're at 355-PETS or 586-PETS. And like I said, in Kirby Manis or by the police station on Route 150 in Mohammed.
Okay, I'll check with Janet, see if we can run the white ones in.
Yeah, we got time today. We can
good
do
news,
it.
Man.
Yeah.
No, nobody else hear this.
And my dog, too, with the medicated bath.
Yeah. Oh, phone's ringing now. Maybe that could be cutting your time there.
Hey, thank you, buddy. Talk to you.
All right.
Dr. Todd Likens, a pet pro, Madison Kirby Champagne by the police station, Muhammad.
I've noticed even at the iHotel, Willie's dog bowl.
Yeah.
And if your dog needs a drink and you're near First first in St. Mary. Yeah. You could stop by there with that dog bowl right in front of the iHotel.
Went over yesterday and had coffee with Sam and saw Kim and Peter. They're very happy for Grace.
Exactly.
Buying a home can be exhausting, exciting, and fulfilling all at the same time. In celebration of American Housing Month in June, BC Home Mortgage shares home buying tips to avoid potential pitfalls. You need a checklist. List all the items, amenities, desires as you weigh positive prospective homes. Check them off as you inspect each one to ensure you make a practical decision. Know what you can afford. Your home expenses should be about 25 to 30% of your monthly income. Strengthen your credit score. The higher your credit score, the lower your monthly payment. Get pre-approved. You can move quickly if you do that. Create an emergency fund. Budget like a homeowner and make sure you like the house. It's worth the wait. Find something you just love. Whether you're buying your first home or dream home, Busey Home Mortgage is there with expert advice and simplified solutions. Apply online today, BuseyMortgage.com, or visit one of their many convenient locations to get started. Equal housing lender. Going to check your Fox News. That'll be coming up. And then we'll talk about your skin. We will be talking with Dr. Jeremy Yaus, Christie Clinic, Department of Dermatology.
Yeah, radiance.
You know, if we could just have something pop up on our skin when we ate poorly, we'd stop eating poorly. But that didn't happen.
No.
Anyway, we'll talk about your skin. We can take your texts and your questions, 359-2255 on that. That'll be next.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is inviting you to shop new arrivals of Libertyville apparel and Nike apparel. Visit GameDaySpirit.com and find new Nike t-shirts, polos, and tank tops, as well as Libertyville hats to beat the summer heat while looking great. Have time to stop in their stores? Game Day is located on campus at the corner of 6th and Green Street, with parking available at the parking deck on Healy, as well as in Champaign on the corner of Neal and Kirby, conveniently located near the State Farm Center and Memorial.